Of course they have great advantages. Hospitals, for instance. But then, remember, we breed the sickly people who fill them. In a savage land, they do not exist. Besides, the question will arise, how many of these blessings are due to Christianity, as distinct from civilization? And so the balance sways, and the story runs. Here again, there a loss, and nature's great average struck across the two, whereof the sum total forms one of the factors in that mighty equation in which the result will equal the unknown quantity of her purpose. I make no apology for this digression, especially as this is an introduction which all young people and those who never like to think, and it is a bad habit, will naturally skip. It seems to me very desirable that we should sometimes try to understand the limitations of our nature, so that we may not be carried away by the pride of knowledge. Man's cleverness is almost indefinite, and stretches like an elastic band. But human nature is like an iron ring. You can go round and round it, you can polish it highly, you can even flatten it a little on one side, whereby you will make it bulge out the other. But you will never, while the world endures, and man is man, increase its total circumference. It is the one fixed, unchangeable thing, fixed as the stars, more enduring than the mountains, as unalterable as the way of the eternal. Human nature is God's kaleidoscope, and the little bits of colored glass, which represent our passions, hopes, fears, joys, aspirations toward good and evil and what not, are turned in his mighty hand as surely and as certainly as it turns the stars, and continually fall into new patterns and combinations. But the composing elements remain the same. Nor will there be one more bit of colored glass, nor one less, forever and ever. This being so, supposing for the sake of argument we divide ourselves into 20 parts, 19 savage and 1 civilized. We must look to the 19 savage portions of our nature if we would really understand ourselves, and not to the 20th, which, though insignificant in reality, is spread all over the other 19, making them appear quite different from what they really are, as the blacking does a boot, or the veneer a table.